Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 26.
Our way to holiday.
And after me being away on one last week, we thought this might be kind of a relevant topic to discuss. The fact that we do often, but not always, holiday separately. How are you?
I'm good. I've been here. You're the one that's been off gallivanting.
Exploring. I have. But you didn't have a boring week.
Well, no.
Lots of things happened.
Well, we got a brand new, amazing new sofa.
Exactly.
So that was quite exciting.
And I fell asleep on it for the first time yesterday. And I haven't sat or bothered to really fall asleep on the sofa in years. So that tells you how nice it is.
The sofa before was just very, I don't want to say boring because that's mean to the sofa. It was just like a very bog standard shape, quite small, you know, it served its purpose and it lived its life. But this sofa
is gorgeous.
Is special.
It's really nice.
It's velvet and it's big and comfy and it's purple.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. The one of the delivery drivers who, when he was unpacking it, said that it was like a, if you're familiar with Quality Street, the
chocolate
tin chocolates you usually get around Christmas, it's like the purple one from the Quality Streets.
Nice.
Yeah. If anyone knows what that is, you'll know.
Do you think we should do a sofa artwork?
Oh, yeah. We can definitely do that.
All right. If you're watching on YouTube, you should be seeing a picture of either us on the sofa or the sofa. I don't know what. You'll
see. We're currently at either end of the sofa because it is incredibly long.
Yeah.
Like Jake can lie on the sofa and not touch the top ends. And he's
long,
very tall. There is a dog curled up in a blanket at one end and a cat curled up on a fluffy blanket at the other end.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. Maybe people would prefer to see them than us on the sofa.
Nice.
But yeah. So well, that was pretty much our excitement. But you should share some of your...
Oh, I will. But we have to do the quiz question and answer before we do that, you see.
So the last one that we had was what food never goes bad. And I think you said that we had a few people guessed it correctly.
Marie, I think, was the first.
Yeah.
She said it was honey.
It is honey. Never goes bad. You can have a jar of honey in your cupboard for forever.
Apart from the fact that you saw one the other day that looked odd.
Well, it just, there was oil on the top. I don't know. I think it doesn't go bad, but
if it's sealed.
There's temperature as well. There's temperature differences because I know in the winter in our kitchen, honey crystallizes. So it goes sort of harder.
Which I think is better if it does that, because apparently it keeps its something.
Maybe. Know. You just can't easily get it out, particularly if it's in a squeezy bottle like we have. But then you just have to soak it in hot water and it sort of melts it back again, so it's fine.
That works.
So that was last episode. And this week, the question is, what is the space between your eyebrows called?
Oh. I didn't even know there was one. I mean, I don't have a unibrow. But what I mean is I didn't know there was a name for the space between one's eyebrows.
There
you
is.
Learn something every day.
I found a whole list of the names of really random things that you didn't even know existed.
Right.
And this was the top one. And I thought it was quite amusing. Okay. And actually probably one of the few that I know I can definitely pronounce, which is why I've picked it.
Yeah. Well, when we do our episode in the future about, what was it, fears... There was a particular net of phobias and fears.
I'll have to do some homework.
So that's coming.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say coming soon, but it's coming at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you have suggestions for episodes or topics you want us to cover,
yeah,
then let us know, because people haven't been. Maybe because we didn't say you can. But you should.
Yeah.
Because if you like listening to us, then we would like to give you things to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or questions. Doesn't have to be a whole topic. If it's just individual questions that maybe about previous episodes or...
That's a good thing, actually.
In general.
I think we need to do sometimes every now and then like a sort of question and answer episode with whatever title it is. Because then people can ask questions about just all sorts of different things and we can reference
them. Yeah, anything. I don't think there's... I mean, obviously there are things that we wouldn't talk about, but in general, you know.
Nah, quite straightforward people, I think.
Definitely.
So this whole holiday thing has been interesting because Although, for the most part, we do holidays separately, as in you go away with the kids and I stay here and play music or have a gig or whatever. This year and next year, we're breaking the trend. Bucking the trend.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny. But yeah. So the rule normally is that you'll go away sometime in sort of July, August, usually August, actually, not July, for about a week, I would say.
Yeah, only ever a week.
And you've gone to all sorts of UK places.
Yeah, usually. So I think maybe, did you want to talk about your trip before we get into it, or?
Oh, no, I will. It'll come up in line, but I
okay.
I will mention
so that. Maybe we should start off with at the beginning.
Yeah.
Why we started. Sorry. Why we started going separately. When we had Jake the first year, so he was like 8-9 months.
Yeah.
I went away with my mum and my sister and Jake. We actually went for 2 weeks that year to a place in Spain.
I can't believe you're on here for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, I know. It feels like a long time. I don't actually remember a conversation or anything that we had. I think it was just maybe not your thing. Or, you know, we were going to an all-inclusive and hotel and...
I don't know.
No, I can't really remember, but that was the first abroad holiday. And then...
Also room in the car. Like, a lot of people forget, cars are certain sized.
Yeah, but I was abroad on a plane. I think it was, to be honest, maybe looking back, maybe my mum will remember actually, but I wonder if, because it was really hard for us when we first had Jake, I wonder if it was a little bit of a break for both of us in that you would have some time to sleep because he didn't sleep. and... You know, just a bit of space. You weren't doing much work. I wasn't working, obviously, because we had a baby. We were stuck in the one-bedroom flat for a lot, and it was just quite intense, I think. And so I wonder if that holiday was a bit of a... Maybe we just, you know...
Takes
not
time.
We need space or anything, because we've never, ever been in a position like that, but it was just nice to maybe have a little bit of distance...
Yeah.
In that respect. And then I don't think we did a proper holiday in the summer until Alice came along.
Mm.
And all of those holidays from then, mostly, bar one, have been in the UK, very, very child orientated. So the kids and I, my mum and my auntie would go to like places like Devon or Suffolk, Norfolk, places like that. We would rent a house, we'd all stay together. And when the kids were little, everything was about them. We picked a house that was suitable for them. We did day trips that were completely, you know, centered around them, fun activities. There wasn't anything that wasn't for them. And I think that... you wouldn't have enjoyed, and we talked about it, and yes, the space in the car would have been very difficult when you've got two kids in car seats, everything that you need for a baby, toddler, small child would have been really tricky. But also to take you on a holiday, or, you know, you come with us when all the activities that we're doing every day are going to farm parks, theme parks, long walks, you know, playgrounds. It's not your thing. And you wouldn't have enjoyed it. I would have been stressing that you weren't enjoying it.
Which is not the point.
Which is not the point. And so actually, it never made sense for you to come. It just wasn't, you know, we never said you can't come. I'm pretty sure that I always, certainly in the beginning, said, would you like to come? You know, we'd figure it out. And you sort of said, nah, it's fine. It's all right. I'll stay here. And then in later years, we've also had all the dogs. So,
yeah,
you know, my mum, dad's dog, my auntie's dog. And then in the last few years, our dog. And again, although it's less, you know, theme parks and stuff like that for the kids, it's more about stuff with the dogs. So going places that the dogs can come with us, going for long walks with the dogs. So there really isn't, you know, and the dogs are allowed everywhere. They're allowed up on the sofa, they're allowed on the beds and everything, because there's three of them and that's how they live their lives. So that for you is not going to be an enjoyable holiday.
This is true.
Yeah. You should maybe put your side across now. Because it just sounds like I'm saying, no, no, you can't come.
No, it's not really the case. Actually, it's not the case at all.
No.
It's that she's right. I like my creature comforts and I like my house. And I also don't mind peace and quiet.
Yeah. And when the kids were younger, that was nice for you to have that breakaway.
Different now.
Yeah.
So these days, like, I mean, there was one year, I can think of 2 years when you'd gone on holiday and it coincided with me being busy. Three, actually. I keep thinking of more things. One time I was in Wales and you went the day before I got back. One time I was in Barbados visiting my grandmother and you went the week before I got back because I was out there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And another time I had a gig in Margate, I think it was, and it was over the time we would have been away if I was going to go with you, so I didn't come there. There's just all sorts of different things and reasons and things that happen.
Yeah. You came...
It kind of doesn't line up.
You came the year... What, it would have been...
It was 2018. France.
6 years ago. We went to France. That was like an abroad family holiday to celebrate my mum's birthday.
Yeah, that was our first, and it was good.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I think when they've been abroad holidays, you've come with us, apart from that first one. But otherwise, and I think lots of people might think that that's strange that you've not come.
Yeah.
I know that it's been mentioned to you before that you should go.
My dad thinks it's weird, but your dad wouldn't think it's weird at all.
My dad never came on holiday with us, ever. Partly because I think he liked having that break.
After my own heart, to be honest.
Usually we had animals, you know, cats, dog, whatever. And back then it wasn't really the thing to get somebody to come and live in your house or look after your animals or whatever. I mean, obviously people did, but... It wasn't something that my dad would have been comfortable with. And he would have hated going on holidays. He would have hated it. And we when I was growing up, when I was young, we always went to the same place. We went to my grandpa's flat in the south of France. And all we did was go on the beach and play in the sea. So, again, that wouldn't have been my dad's thing. He doesn't like the beach. He wouldn't go in the sea. He wouldn't, you know, enjoy any of that. Uh-huh. So that was his quiet time. Without us being there, that he enjoyed. So for me, it's not strange at all. Whereas I think a lot of other people do think it is.
Yeah, they do.
You know, strange. And I mean, our kids don't have any issue with it, obviously. That's how they've grown up. And actually, we should probably mention that when we do have holidays separate, because it's not to say that you don't have holidays.
I just had one.
Yeah, you've just been away with your friends and you've had, you know, a fantastic time. Although we don't enjoy or like being apart, we also really value then when we come back together.
Yeah, all of that.
And I think that's really healthy for a relationship.
I agree.
To have that little bit of time apart and sort of remember that, oh, actually, I do really miss that person when they're not here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we don't take each other for granted or anything, but sometimes it is, particularly when you've been together for as long as we have, it's a good little reminder, you know, of how important you are to each other.
Very much.
Yeah, it's like a little mini reset, I guess.
That's certainly how I felt. I mean, I was looking forward to this Belgian trip for months and months, and I loved it. You know, it was all fantastic. Had a great time out there. Spent a lot of time just playing music with friends. We booked a chalet, a big one, massive rooms. And I bagsied the master bedroom because I want my own bathroom and I don't want to share it. And it's, you know, it's like a space thing. And if I put things in a place, I know where they are, and no one comes in and moves them, I know where things be. So as someone who's blind, I just wanted that kind of reassurance, security, really. So I was able to nab the master bedroom for myself with an ensuite, which made me feel comfortable. Had I not been able to do that, then I would have booked the hotel. They've got a hotel on site that the last 2 years before this year I stayed in, and it was absolutely fine. And in that way, I would have had my own space. But they were very accommodating. They're great people. They know how it is. So yeah, for the first time in 3 years, I stayed with them in the chalet. And it worked out very well. If I forgot something in my room, piece of cable or something, I didn't need to get help to walk back over to the hotel and get it. I would just go downstairs 2 floors and get it. And it was very nice. You know, I really enjoyed that. And not having to go out in the freezing weather in Belgium, it's going to be very cold, to go back and pick up a thing. Or, you know, call someone to come and get me to eat breakfast. Because there's no breakfast in the hotel. You're expected to go and find your own kind of thing. So we'd all eat together. It was good fun. The only bad thing that happened over there was that I managed to slam my index finger, my right hand, in an outside door. And it hurt. And I did that the Tuesday before last. And it still hurts, but not a lot anymore. It bled and went more than skin deep. And I thought it was going to stop me playing. And considering that I'd gone the Friday before, or the Thursday before, and we were sort of, you know, middle of the holiday, and we had some gigs to do, I thought, this is bad. But it turned out I was able to play just fine. So that, yeah, so that was my holiday away, or parts of it. And while I was away, the sofa arrived. And I got to hear all about the sofa, but not be one of the first to sit on it.
No, that is true.
I had to wait a week to sit on this brand new sofa. Yeah. But it was worth it. I came home, I put my bags down, I gave the family big hugs, and I sat on the sofa. And wow, what a sofa. It was a very nice welcome home, I'll yeah. tell you that.
And it smells new. You like how it smells, don't you?
Yeah, it makes the living room smell like a new fresh coat of paint again.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But yeah, man, wow. You'll see if you have any sight and you see on YouTube, you'll see the artwork for the sofa, and you'll see why we like it. Definitely. Pretty much everybody that's seen it agrees that the picture is it's a glorious thing. Mm-hmm. It's nice to kind of hang out in the L corner. There's a left-hand corner which is like an L shape, and you can just sit with your head back and your legs straight in front of you and forget about the world for a bit.
Yeah.
And it's up against my piano, so... the room is quite different now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I came back to a tidy desk, and I had a bunch of stuff on the desk and stuff on the radiator behind my desk that has all been put away in big drawers, because while I was away, you did sort of a big blitz. And
we had to move things around because this sofa is quite a lot bigger anyway.
Yeah.
And I do like when you're not here to give your desk a good clean.
Yeah.
Does get rather dusty, all the millions and millions of cables and bits and
what are you talking about? There's only a million and one.
Yeah, okay.
Just a million and one. That's right.
But yeah.
And you also found wire ties, plastic wire ties.
Mm-hmm.
I left a few, by the way, to your right.
Yeah.
So you can have them for the plant, because we have a plant now.
Yeah.
Got a nice plant. Is it on top of the piano, I think?
It is. I'm having issues with that plant because it won't stay straight. Keeps wanting to fold itself forward and
it's trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, it's just very weighty, so I've had to use wire ties to stick it to some chopsticks to try and hold it back up again.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
If you're a gardener and you know what we can do, maybe we'll ask Kelly. Upstairs.
Well, I think she would say the same, to be fair. I mean, it's just a potted plant. It's not like a
no, true.
Special plant outside or anything.
Maybe it needs a bigger pot. Ooh.
I think it needs bigger sticks. I don't think the chopsticks are really up to much, but it was all I had in the moment.
I'll borrow Jonah's drumsticks.
I just need to get Penny to find some out on our next dog walk.
Yeah, that would do.
But so going back to our actual topic, not my piano plant.
Piano plant. Nice.
Although it has been the trend for us to have separate holidays, the next 2 years we have planned are actually family holidays.
Yes.
Yeah. This year we have the cruise, which we've mentioned, which is our first trip abroad.
With only us four.
With only us. In fact, I think it's our first trip at all with just the four of us. We've always gone with family.
We've never actually been away, the four of us, anywhere. No. Not even in the UK, not overnight, nothing.
Yeah.
It's always
and again, people think that's a bit weird, but they don't necessarily think about when logistics. You've got small children and you're trying to manage them, buggies, whatever you might have, luggage and everything, and trying to guide.
And you don't drive.
And I don't drive. So it's not a case of, well, let's just chuck everybody in the car and off we go. That would have been very different.
Yeah, I think we probably would have done more had that been a case.
Yeah.
You don't drive,
I don't drive, so that's not going to happen.
It's all right. We've only got a few more years to wait.
Oh, Jake is already planning the holidays that we're going to do when he drives and he has a car.
Yep.
He's very excited about that, which I just think is the sweetest thing, because for a teenage boy to be thinking and planning holidays with his family is just incredible.
Absolutely.
And then we are already planning our holiday for 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Again, abroad with other family members.
I hope we're still doing this by then. We'll have Spaincast or wherever we end up.
Yeah.
It would be super cool.
Yeah. Again, abroad, nice big pool.
I want to be able to bring you nice audio from abroad, like by the sea or by the barbecue, you know, just little quick bonus episodes, like, hey, we're still here kind of thing. It'd be really, really cool.
We're barbecuing again, because that's all we do when we go abroad.
Yeah.
Just by the barbecue, in the pool. So, yeah, I think things are changing now because the kids are older.
Yeah. I mean, Jake and I have already discussed, like, going off and when we're on the cruise or when we land somewhere, just sort of going off and finding what can be found and meeting back up with you. Mm-hmm. Have never been able to really do that before.
No.
Well, I say that. I mean, Jake and I started doing that when he was about 9. So it's been a few years, but never abroad.
Well, yeah. And I think it's only really been recently that we've started talking about wanting to go abroad more.
Yeah.
You know, previous holidays have been within money constraints as well. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. And Jake and I have talked extensively about going to Canada because we want to go to an expo that they have every few years out there, a computer expo. So Jake wants me to take him to Canada.
Okay, and well, we're set for the next 2 years. So maybe you can start planning 2027.
If they have it. And I mean, you know, it'd be great fun, me and him alone. I'm not even nervous about it. That's the thing. Like, there was a time when I don't think I could have really thought about it because managing a child, but he's not really at this point.
No, he's not.
He's a young, a middle-aged teen.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
He is a middle teen.
Middle teen, yes.
Middle teen.
So, yeah, he's not even a worry at all, to be honest. We're going to have a great time when we do this. And even the cruise will show that. So I'm looking forward to whatever, wherever we end up.
Yeah.
It's great fun.
I think it's given us the want, hasn't it, to travel a bit more.
Yeah.
Now that they're older and...
I think people that have children will know this. If you have them, like, when you have them beyond a certain point, then they kind of... It's like sort of a perpetual motion machine. They kind of just manage themselves. You just keep them on the straight and narrow, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if you have a shopping trolley and it's not got a wonky wheel and it just goes perfectly where you want it to and you just have to use a little finger to push it, it's like that. Or if you've got a car with really good power steering, you can just keep your finger on the wheel and drive, and it does. It might veer from side to side every now and again.
Need the odd bit of maintenance.
Yeah. But that's kind of where ours are at. I mean, Alice, 12 and...
She's getting there. She's...
Yeah.
But that's more about her character as well. She needs a bit more guidance. Still,
yeah. But she is getting there.
She is getting there. Yeah.
And when you're not here, she does sort of, you know, she makes things and does things, and... I never fear about her in the kitchen with, you know, hot things or knives or anything.
No.
She's great. And I don't know, I'm always amazed. I don't know why, but I'm always amazed at the way that children can be when they are being very great. To be fair, most
And amazed
them.
When they're not great?
No, then I'm just irritated.
Yeah.
But we don't really have that problem. We really don't. I'm very fortunate, to be honest.
Yeah. We are lucky.
That's why I know this holiday will be great. I mean, you had fun at Disney last year.
Yeah.
Was it last year? It was, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Last year, October.
That's gone quick.
Oh, I know. I would like to go back.
Yeah. I guess if you do that, I'll have to find a way to come.
Yeah. I think is one thing actually which I haven't mentioned, and I hope that this doesn't come out the wrong way, but you're not always great at, in fact, you're not great at hiding when you're not enjoying something. And so when you go...
I get it from Jake.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's that way around.
But, you know, so like, for instance, when we were at Disney and there's a lot of walking and a lot of standing and waiting and people jostling and pushing and all of that, I know that all of those things you would have hated. And I know that when you're not enjoying something, you just exude annoyance and...
But it wouldn't be at you guys. It'd be at everybody else being bad.
No, and I get that. But in those situations, that's very difficult. And I end up then trying to compensate for that to make it okay. So I think that is one of the reasons why we've not gone on these kind of holidays, where it's not going to be things that you're really going to enjoy. You're not going to enjoy going to a farm and it stinking of cow poo and it being muddy and dirty and there being animals around and, you know, that kind of stuff, which is what we always did with the kids when they were little. And you're not going to enjoy, well, I mean, if we planned it differently next time, perhaps, you know, the coming to Disney and walking 30,000 steps every day and queuing for 2 hours for the rides and, you know, those kind of things. So I think between ourselves, we kind of agreed that unless it was a holiday where you could enjoy, there really wouldn't be much point in you coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. And that's no shade on you. It is how it is. You know?
Makes me sound like a grumpy teenager.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, because it's...
I can deal with that.
Yeah. I don't want it to come out the wrong way, but you aren't great when it's something that you don't enjoy. Like, some people just aren't, and that's okay. You don't have to be. You don't have to do those things with the kids. You don't, or did, because, you know, we don't really do those so much. You know, it doesn't mean that you don't want to spend time with us or do stuff. It's just different.
Yeah.
You know, when they were little, I did all those things. And now that they're older, you do more things and take them to different places. And especially with Jake, it's just us playing to our strengths.
That's a better way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Play to your strengths, not your weaknesses.
Well, exactly. You're not going to enjoy taking them to a farm or taking them for a long dog walk or whatever it might be. Whereas I am.
No.
I'm not good at taking Jake to the Apple store or wandering around shopping centres looking at cars or whatever it might be, you know, talking about the inner workings of computers and all of that stuff. That's your strength.
I can do that.
Yeah.
We did have fun in Westville before we went away there.
We did.
Before I went away, I should say.
Mm-hmm. We did.
It was a nice
outing.
Yeah, and we had a lot of great food.
Yeah. And, you know, like we said, when we go away next on the cruise, it'll be... Because we're in an environment where there is so much to see and do, there is something that everybody will enjoy. So,
oh yeah, absolutely. Know. It'd be very, very fun and fully featured, I guess.
Yeah.
And we can tell you all about that. See, I had this plan of being able to walk around the shopping part of the ship and things with a mic handy, so I can show you people all the sounds of the places that we visit aboard ship, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And add it in. Because I kind of want to bring you on a sort of audio vlog. Or it wouldn't be a vlog, would it be an audio blog tour of where we end up. Show you around. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already thinking of the pieces of things I'll need to make it happen to sound good.
Yeah, I love that. You're thinking about the like electrical things that you need. Yes. Alice and I have had endless conversations already about the clothes and the creams and all bags and all of those things that we need.
Yeah.
You know. It's quite funny.
It's just playing to our strengths.
Yes, it is. Definitely.
Because when I was in Belgium, I was thinking, well, I think the ships tend to use a Euro plug, for example. So I thought to myself, I'm going to test this method out, and it worked. I bought an extension from the UK. I plugged that into a Euro plug, and then I had one plug in the wall, but with any you know, four UK plugs on it. So you can run things like that, for example. And since there's more of us, there's only one of me, I only did it for one night because I realized I actually didn't need that. I only needed one plug. But when we're away, assuming that the ship is going to be European, I think it was last time, we can do that. So you don't have to have tons of these Euro plugs. You only need one or two as a spare. I mean, they're not even expensive or anything. It's just kind of the thought of having to remember to pack all that. But I'll have it all covered, you see. That's my playing to my strengths.
Yeah.
So I'm planning out everybody being plugged in.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear. But the thing is, actually, that's kind of it's a stressful thing. If you don't have the right plug and you're away for a week, you can't just turn around and go home. You kind of got to be in trouble.
So. No, but I think you can buy stuff on board.
Oh, no doubt. You can. But if
But I agree. You don't want to be in, you know...
Imagine you can't plug your hairdryer in or your straighteners or whatever it is because you just don't know where the shop is yet.
Stereotypical.
Well, yeah, I suppose. But you know what I'm getting at.
I do.
So there
I
you
would
go.
Say more it would be the laptop and the iPad, but yeah.
They've got battery.
True.
That's why I didn't say it.
Okay, fair enough. I'll allow that one.
I see. So that's a bit about our holidays. If you are partnered up, I'd love to know whether you always go on holiday or whether you don't take holidays at all.
Yeah.
Some people just don't do holidays. And I have friends, for example, that have never flown out of the country at all. So
this country?
This country.
Okay. Yeah.
In fact, I might know people that haven't flown out of the US too, but I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, I think that's more common because it's so big.
Yeah.
So,
but no, yeah. my friend I went to school with has never been out of the UK.
Fair enough.
I know.
There's lots of nice places to visit here.
There is. So this is an interesting thing. Tell us about your holiday experiences, and if you have any fun or crazy memories from holidays in the past, I'd love to hear about them. Like, I haven't been away with you and met anybody that we knew, but I did with my mum in Dominica. We'll be in the sea in Dominica. And we met somebody from like either our street or a few streets over, you know, that we would see every day kind of thing.
It's so weird, isn't it?
Neither of us knew we were going. That was very odd. And in the sea, at the right beach at the right time. It was really bizarre, but it happened. And it's like you go halfway around the world to encounter someone that you could just go 50 steps out of your house to meet on any other day.
Yeah, it's
so weird.
Strange.
Very. You know, I was thinking about this as well. In Belgium, apart from Alf, I didn't hear one single British accent. Normally when I go away, I kind of catch one out the corner of my ear, but I didn't hear any this time. I was, you know, because your brain is kind of tuned into whatever your home accent is. Didn't hear any.
Well, it's not really a sort of the right season for people to be visiting, so.
That's partly it.
Yeah.
But even in, you know, big restaurants, and we went to a shopping centre on the very last day to buy chocolate, and I would have expected to hear at least one there. Nothing.
Yeah.
First time I think I've been away and that hasn't happened. Very strange. So there we go. I'm going to leave you all in peace, and I don't know what we'll talk about next time, but we'll find something. I want to finish my tea now. You've probably finished yours.
Yeah.
Mine might be cold. Never mind. It's all good. Holidays. Our way to holiday in particular. tell us yours in the comments. If you're not listening on YouTube, then you'd have to probably go to YouTube to leave us a comment, or you can go to the Strungecast website, which is always linked in the podcast description, and leave us a comment via the contact form. Which, by the way, so far, in all of our 26 episodes, no one's done. They've always left comments on YouTube, by the way, but no one's ever used the contact form and said hello. But if you do want to do that, then please
be
do.
Be the first.
Yeah, be the first. Debut. Come on, do it. Let us know. Anyway, I'm going to finish my tea and have a nice day.
Bye.
This is the banister in the chalet that I'm staying at. It's very cool, and if you hit it different ways, it dings in different ways. That's one, and you've got... And then you've got... So there's at least three, there's loads more different ways, like different harmonics come out. There's like a D, what's that gonna be, a D6 that you can get as well. You can get a low tone, which is kind of like E1 on the piano. There's all these different harmonics you can get from just this one piece of metal. It's fantastic. So at some point I need everybody to just shut up and not be here, or be upstairs being very quiet, so I can get loads of different tones from this. I want to turn it into a sample instrument. It's phenomenal.